Begin Perek Shneim Asa, the 12th chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Tumas Achon, the laws of impurity, food items, and the Sefer Torah Book of Purity, where we continue the theme in the previous parakim discussing regarding that of the liquids as it relates to food items, specifically regarding the intent and the consent of the owner regarding the preparedness of liquids making the food items susceptible to Tumah. And Rambam gives Halacha Aleph regarding the first rule is that the water, the liquid that falls in the food item, has to be that the food item was detached willingly. Now, all the halachas of making a food item susceptible to tumah, divrei bolehim, are words of tradition. From tradition, they learned, that if water is going to be placed on the seed, on the food item, that it's echad amayim, whether water of echad shor sheva mashkin, or whether in total of one of seven types of liquids, which is the acronym of Yad Shachadam, the hand that slaughters and does the blood, is wine and blood and oil and milk and dew and honey and water. So it's not just water. Now, but that is Sheyinos Nalim, B'Ritzayin Bailam, that it should be placed on the food item with the consent, with the willingness of the owner. And the Acha Shenekim Nakaka has to be that after it was already detached from the ground. Shedavi Yaduho, because that's well known, Shein L'Chazera Shalibol L'Maim K'shu, but there's no seed, there's no food item that it didn't have any water come on it when it was attached, and therefore you would never have a food item that's not susceptible to Mekabel Tumah. Le'nem v'chiyutim mayim, it didn't say in the passage that if water is going to be placed in it, ela acha shenekro acholim anitlu shamashkin. It's only once the food item has been detached from the ground and the liquids have been detached, then it's susceptible to Tumah. A halacha beis, kol mashke shenafal lo'ichel betchila, b'tzoin b'alim, any liquid that fell on the food item initially with the consent of the owner. Alpha b'shein soif b'rasin, even though subsequently at the end he doesn't want it. Oh, yeah, the other way around. Shoy soif b'rasin, the end he wanted it, b'ein t'chalas b'rasin, initially he didn't want it. Either way, hichshur, it's going to make this up to tumah as long as at some point there was rasin. Now, nafal shalei b'tzoin, let's say it fell without his consent. Well, then ain't it's not going to be acceptable to tumah. And a fellow bowl who paid oisav, and even if he's making his produce moist, but if they has to come because of danger, and they have to come because of necessity, but for in return the shibulun, he doesn't want them to be moist. The Kitzur Hasa, as Ram illustrates, someone that, let's say, hiding his produce in the water, they have enough because of robbers. Or let's say he's putting his produce into the flow of the river where he's walking along the stream. And he's putting his sack full of produce in the river so that it should float along with the stream to bring it with him. It's just to make it easier. His intention is not, he doesn't want it to become wet. He just wanted it for some ulterior motive. Halacha Gimel continues with the second rule, is that the water that's making the food item susceptible, that detached water has to be willingly detached from the ground. So mashkin shenit lushim nakarka shalei b'ratzon. Let's say there's a liquid that was detached from the ground, not with the person's intent. Well, then ain't makshim, that's not going to make this food item susceptible to tumah. L'fikach, therefore, adam ha'kelim ha'peidus, if a person or vessels or produce shenivlu b'mashkin, which became wet from a liquid, but v'nitlishu shalei b'ratzon, but it was detached, not with the person's intent. Afa b'shenagu ha'chalim b'isim mashkin b'ratzon. So even if the food items touched the liquids willingly, L'hochshu does not become susceptible to tumah. Shari oisim ha'mayim shalei l'ratzon nitlishu, because the waters, the origin of those waters, were detached not with his willingness. Okay, ilim adayim b'karka, if we treat it as if it's still on the ground, shein machshim, which does not make food susceptible to tumah, has to be tolish from the karka and has to be with his ratzon. Hayamayim shalei adam ala kelim ala peidus. Let's say the water that was on the person or the vessels or the produce that was tolushim b'ratzon, it was detached willingly, but v'nog b'em ha'cholim b'ratzon and also, it touched the food items willingly. Well, then hukshachu. So then it's going to be accepted kamatum because it's being detached and it's touching both or beratzin, which you need both of those. Now, Ketzad Hasos, Ram illustrates these cases. Let's say hakoyfa ka'ad ala koyse. Let someone turns over a bowl on a wall, and the reason is b'shvasha tudach. He wants that the rainwater should go into the bowl and wash it out. Samayim sheba machshirim. So the water that's in the bowl is going to make food items susceptible tumah. And therefore, if you put produce inside of it, they're susceptible to tumah. They shouldn't lose maklila dust because they're detached in a vessel with his intention, because he wants that there should be the liquid going into the bowl to wash it out. But let's say he turned over the bowl over the wall so that just as to protect it, the wall shouldn't get ruined. Then the water inside of it is not considered like detached because he doesn't want it. They just wanted to protect the wall. Well, the figure there from Nasim Bachalim, we put food items inside. Lahukhshur, they did not become acceptable from that liquid. Now, let's say in this Kamachiyudach HaKos, let's say his intention was that the wall should be washed. So imhoyu koizel bayis, if the wall was part of a house, meaning the structure that makes the wall was detached, which was then attached to the ground, like when you build a house, so then those liquids will make food susceptible to tumah, because something that was detached, when then connected, which is what the element of what the wall is made out of, regarding susceptibility laws, it's like it is detached. And therefore, so it comes out the water that's on the wall of this house is kamayim shabakeim. It's like water that's in vessels where it was detached willingly because he wanted it to fall on the wall, and it's also considered talish. But let's say the house was a cave with the wall, it's not a structure. The cave is really part of a ground. So the water, even if you wanted, but it's not like it's detached from the ground because it was never really detached, and therefore that would not make food items susceptible to tuma. Ram continues regarding different cases, different examples to flesh out these rules. So hashaycha lishtis, if that's someone's bending over to drink, so the water that comes out with his lip and with his mouth, those were detached from the ground with his willingness. Why? It's well known, when someone's drinking, water is going to come out with his mouth and with his lips. Since he willingly was drinking, that's obviously he's detaching it with his intent. Let's say water comes out when he's drinking, it comes out in his nose, or his beard, or in his head. And that's not something that he detached willingly. You could drink without getting messy, but he just happened to have gotten that water is not l'ratzin and will not be makshir of fudaim for tumah. Halacha hey, hamamali is a chavis. Someone is filling up a barrel down in the pit. So the water that comes on the outside of the barrel, ubechevel, or in the rope, shemachin al tzabara, which is wrapped around the neck of the barrel, ubechevel shul tzarko, and also the part of the rope that's necessary for the filling up of the barrel, where you have to lower it down into the water, hadayim tlushim beratzin. The water on all those entities were willingly detached because you cannot fill up a barrel without getting these entities wet. And now, however, v'amayim shebechevel hayosal tzarka, but the water on the part of the rope that's more than what's necessary to lower it down in tlushim beratzin. That's not necessarily that you wanted, and therefore that would not be makshir food to mekabel tumah. Let's in the sun of Techas Atzina. Let's say you put the barrel beneath a pipe that the water should flow right into the barrel straight in. So kolamayim. So all the water shall agabah that's on it, bechevel on the rope in tlushim beratzin, and they're not willingly detached from where it was attached because it's possible for water to fall in straight without getting the rope or the outside of the barrel wet. And even if it did make it wet, lafikichei machshin and nagmi machshin because it wasn't l'ratzin, not something that you wanted, it wasn't inevitable, and therefore you don't necessarily want it. If someone had that rainwater rained on him, even if the person was a primary category of tumah, let's say touched a dead person, the water on him, although it's dripping down from his upper part to his lower part, and it's coming down from his body or from his garments, tyran, it's going to be tar, because it fell on him, not willingly, he didn't want to get wet from the rain. But for who that is, it's only that when he pushed it off, has to be with his full force, and he did it in the blink of an eye. But if, let's say, it was dripping and coming down slowly when it was coming off from him, then they become tummy when he was touching his garment that's tummy, because he wants to remove them from his garment. Meaning when he does in the blink of an eye, so it's like we don't consider it as if it's touching when it's being removed. But if he's doing it slowly, it's like touching it, and then that's something where he wants that, and therefore it's become tummy. Now that's regarding it becoming tummy. Now regarding hechsher, ubizman shem tahir. Now if the waters were tahir when it's on him, so in machshirim it does not make food susceptible to tumah. Shadei in tlushim alav lutzayin, because like we said, when it's on him, it wasn't detached from wherever its source was on him willingly. Now vimneir. Now if he shakes it off to get rid of the water where it's spraying off in the garment, hadayim lutzayin. That's detached willingly by shaking it off, and therefore that will be machshir, because even if you forcibly get it off, even if it's not going to become tummy, but it is something that you want as you're taking it off, it's detaching it, and therefore it will be machshir things to mekabel tumah. Amatachas atzina lahakar elidayach. Let's say standing beneath a pipe to cool off or to wash off, raise a little, and obviously that's where he wants it, unlike the rainwater. And if Rav told me, if he was telling me, Hamayim Shalov Tumeim, obviously the water that's on top is considered one of the seven liquids water, and it's going to be Kabbal Tum. Halacha a barrel that was full of produce. V'yodet hadelef. And then, rainwater that drips from the roof, drips down l'taycha, inside the barrel where they all have all these produce in, and he doesn't necessarily want this. So hadezi ara maimelim, you could pour out the water that fell on top of these produce. Ve'ena machshirim, it's not going to appear anything for tuma. And avapishir tzayne shi b'techa she'ara maimelim, even though you wanted it that it should be inside until you poured out the water, but since he didn't want it, therefore it's going to be considered as something that's not going to be machshir even when he pours it out. Halacha ches adeva truf she'ara hadelf l'techa, where it's dripping inside of it. And again, like we said, it's not machshir. It's not something that he wants this dripping. So hamayim hanitasim. So the water that sprays about safmelo or that are scatters or floats on top of it, ainim tlushim beratzin. They're not considered detached willingly, and therefore they're not machshir. Now netala l'shavcha. Let's say he took it to spill it out. Hamayim shabateichin beratzin. The water that was inside is not something that he wanted. He nicha sheyedid hadel v'teicha. Let's say he left it there that it should drip inside of it. Hanetazin batzafin shabateicha, that which sprays out or floats on top of it, and plushim beratzin, they're also not willingly detached. V'natal l'shavcha, now if he's taking it to spill it out, hareil machshirin, so that will make food am susceptible to tuma, because shekivin shalei shavcha b'mkayma, because since he's not pouring out where it is, he took it to pour it out somewhere else, hareil t'lashim b'ritzayne, so that's considered that he's detaching it willingly. And therefore, that would give it a halachic status as a liquid that has a rotz into it, and therefore, it would make something mukhshul kabotama. Lachates, hamat bles kalev. Someone immerses his vessels, vamachabas his kasuso, or someone washes his clothing b'ma'or in the cave border. Samayim ha'oilim b'yodav b'rotzen. So the water that comes out with his hands is obviously considered b'rotzen, because if he's doing laundry, if he's toveling, obviously it's not possible that to do it without the water is becoming, his hands are becoming wet. And therefore, that liquid, it was consensual. Uveraglov in ketlushim beratzim, but the water comes out on his feet, it's not like it was detached willingly, because he didn't want his feet to become wet. His hands are inevitable, but not his feet, and therefore that's not considered beratzim. Halacha yod, peirish nefel techamayim, regarding the produce that falls into the water. Upasha yod benetal, and he stretches out his hand, and he takes that which fell into the water. They did not become susceptible to tuma because it fell in without his willingness. He doesn't want it to be there and to be wet, and neither what he's taking out. Now, but if he had in mind that he had to wash his hands anyway, then they become susceptible with the water that's in his hands. Shamayim shabiyad v'shalapeters, because the water that's in his hands and now it's on the peters. Had him conclusion, but it's almost like as if he wanted those waters to be there, because since he wanted that his hands should become wet. And he wanted also to touch the pears with these hands to take them out. So therefore, that's considered like as if he wants that water. In contrast, where if he didn't intend to wash his hands, so the water on his hands is not willing. And therefore, even though he wanted to touch the pears, that will not make the pears susceptible to kabotama. Someone puts his produce into water willingly. So but if it's water in the ground, they're not going to be subject to tumah as long as they're in the waters, as we explained that waters that are attached to the ground, they're not machshir, even if it's getting wet with the willingness of the owner. But once he takes them out, then become susceptible to the water that's on them or the water that's on his hands, because they were detached willingly. Kate said, how so? So Ram illustrates, if there's a radish or a turnip that's in the cave, in the water, so nidim in the chat to shambutar. A nidim, menstruating woman who's tummy, could wash over there and they remain tar because they're still in that which is the water was never detached, so they're not hosh lekabel tuma. Helasahu kol shem the mayim. Once I removed just a little bit from the water, so now it's ready detached waters, and then they can become tummy from her touching the radish or the turnip. Alochid beis kupa shemalei tumasin. A box that's full with this lupin bean. Unesuna l'techa mikva, and it was placed into the mikveh, into the ritual bath, not willingly. Now, Moshe Yodah HaTamei, so a Tamei person can stretch out his hand, and he could take out the beans from the box, same time, and they remain tar, because they did not become Hoshaka Batoma. Because he took it from inside the box, and he had no willingness for the water that's on them. So that's why it's not similar to the case of the radish in the previous halacha, because they wanted to wash off the radish, so they didn't want to. Now, but if hela minamayim, Let's say the tumah person took out the whole box from the mikveh. Then hanoigim bakupa tameim. So then, those which are touching the box are going to be tameh, meaning the box becomes tameh from the person that's tameh. And then the box is going to contaminate those tumasim that are touching the box. And the reason that is, because that box with that water that's in the box, which you wanted to take out, those waters are considered nitlish beratzin, and therefore they become sensible with the waters that were nitlish beratzinei. But a short kol tamasin shabatecha kubatem, but all the other lupin beans in the box are going to remain tar. The reason that is because even if the one who's taking out the box is avatama, so the box becomes a rishon, and the lupin beans that touch the box become a shein. Yeah, because all of them are hukshar l'kabatama with the mashka that was detached l'ratzin when you were taking out the box, but the rest are, even if they're hukshar, but it keeps on transmitting. It's not considered as one unit. Each one is considered a separate entity. And a sheni cannot make a shlishi by a chulin, and therefore the rest are going to remain tar, although they are hukshar, the kabatuma, from that liquid that was removed when you take out the whole box.